News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department says former White House counsel Don McGahn can't be compelled to testify before the House Judiciary Committee about the findings of special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. As he was leaving the White House for a trip to Pennsylvania, President Trump said the opinion wasn't specifically for him.
Well, as I understand it, they're doing that for the Office of the Presidency for future presidents. I think it's a very important precedent. And the attorneys say that they're not doing that for me. They're doing that for the office of the president. So we're talking about the future.
The Justice Department has long held the opinion close presidential advisors have absolute immunity from being compelled to testify before Congress about their work for the president. The committee wants to hear from McGahn by tomorrow. A Washington federal judge rules the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee can subpoena financial information from the accounting firm that works for the president and the Trump Organization. He calls that decision politically motivated.
As far as the financials are concerned, we think it's the totally the wrong decision by, obviously, an Obama-appointed judge. He was a recent Obama-appointed judge.
And a hearing is planned in New York Wednesday in another case involving an effort by Trump, his business and family to prevent Deutsche Bank and Capital One from complying with subpoenas from two House committees for banking and financial records. A man faces a capital murder charge in Auburn, Alabama, after one police officer was killed and two others wounded while answering a domestic disturbance call last night.
We're saddened to say that Officer William Beekner was fatally injured in the line of duty as he responded to that call for service.
Police Chief Paul Register, Grady Wayne Wilkes, could get the death penalty if he is convicted. This is AP Radio News. Today in London,
I'm a rocket man.
Fans were outside singing Elton John's hit song, which is the title of a movie about Elton John. It got 7 standing ovations at the Cannes Film Festival.
When they started clapping during the Your Song sequence, I thought, oh, they might like it. At the end, it was such a relief that they loved it. And we've been very, very lucky with the reviews and the reception it's got. And now the pressure's off. We can sit here tonight and just enjoy it.
Rocket Man stars Taron Egerton and charts John's rise to fame. It also shows his ups and downs, including the superstar's battle with addiction. A lawyer says 3 handwritten wills have been found in the suburban Detroit home of Aretha Franklin months after her death. One of the wills from 2014 was in a spiral notebook tucked under a couch cushion. It appears to give the famous singer's assets to family members. The attorney who filed the wills in court today say they were first shared with Franklin's 4 sons or their lawyers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.